This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Firefighters in Colorado took a brief break yesterday so President Obama could thank them for their hard work. Today they're slowly gaining ground on the Waldo Canyon fire. It scorched about 17,000 acres and burned nearly 350 homes. The remains of two people were discovered at a spot where one of those houses stood. NPR's Jeff Brady has the latest on the fire from Colorado Springs.
There's been a lot of talk about how many houses were lost in the Waldo Canyon fire, but Colorado Springs Fire Chief Rich Brown wants you to know there's a flip side to that. He says crews worked hard to minimize damage.
81% of the homes in that area were saved. A lot of areas look like some of the wooden stairs going up to the house were on fire. The stairs were torn away from the house, preventing those stairs from burning and actually catching the house on fire.
Authorities have been slowly lifting evacuation orders for neighborhoods that were not burned. Still, for those who did lose their homes to fire, others are offering support.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise. Strength will
the evangelical rise, Christian organization, the Navigators, held a gathering Friday. There was singing, prayer, and tears. Though most of the group's buildings are fine, employees were hit hard. At least seven lost their homes to fire, including the couple at the head of the group, Doug and Pam Nunke.
It was a foreclosure house, and we had, you know, done some work on it. And
just finished.
Yeah, just finished our kitchen remodel.
There's some bricks that are standing, a couple brick pillars, and the rest is a very well-burned ash pile. Yeah. So
we have some trees that made it. We have a big pine tree in front that made it, but the house is gone. Yeah.
Between work and home, the Waldo Canyon fire has affected every part of the Nunke's lives.
We have no idea. You know, we're still semi in shock and don't really know how we're going to pull all this off.
You think of the details that are now involved in our life with inventory, finding housing. There's a lot of other things to think about. We'll just, I guess, take a day at a time. Today I'm taking an hour at a time. I think eventually I'll be taking a day at a time and being able to move forward.
More than 1,200 people are working on the Waldo Canyon fire right now, among them a team that will investigate how the fire started. Lieutenant Jeff Kramer with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says there's one problem, though. It's not safe for them to begin working in the fire area.
They are in camp making specific plans on how that team will deploy once they're given that opportunity. So again, the cause and origin of this fire is yet to be determined, but the right assets are ready to go once they're able to safely do so. Thank you.
Around Colorado Springs, about 4,000 people are still living away from home. Starting Sunday, the city will offer them bus tours of their damaged neighborhoods. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Colorado Springs.